This is Chesil Beach, stretching 17 miles from Weymouth to Bridport.
And there he is now. The men are rowing ashore now, full of hope for the future. Will they or won't they?
Lawn or long end, big sea bunt, yark to mend nets, quid or squid or cuttlefish, cod end, a joey, small mackerel, undersize, heaving line, the weighted block with the rope thrown ashore from the boat. Little sea, fleet lagoon, lakes, the wazer look out for approaching shoals of mackerel. Loat, section of net sewn together to form the seine.
Into memory sea we dive with the mackerel shoals. Beach pulls us back, undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Seiners, what once you were, we meet here now. A time like ours may turn again to sea. So sing us of nets and gear and boats. Teach us of skills and depths and tides. For as long as we remember here along this coast, what once we were to bring our hope. Underwater, the shoals coming to meet us. Mackerel, salmon, pilchards, sprats, and the silver darlings, the night swimming herring. All the banners of blue fin, all the banners of the mystery ocean coming to meet us. A boat comes to meet us, across the fleet a trow, piled high with fish boxes, lately wriggling fish, oars swung wide. As Canada geese, swans and little terns paddle eelgrass, tassel weed. Their our coming together awakes their desire to return again to the time when we all pickled, soused, fried, salted, cured. But we have to work hard to remember what it took to survive. How the villages round here worked all day long, morning to night, just to get by. Sunrise, sunset, and then we can launch into the blues of time on a Dorset Lerret. And there's a ghost lerret in a museum not far from here who shouts across, I'll hand you down my story to share, but won't you hand me over your songs of longing? Please keep my heart afloat in this resin. A fisherman in Chickerel hears this, replies, song of longing, 70 years true to you, beach, and I'll not move away again. My brothers and sisters live round the corner from where we grew up. I've just moved back, but here's the thing. I wonder who will look after my hut when I'm gone. That's what it is. And up Portland way, a fisherman says, weem the blood and then the water. That's what the old ones used to say to us when we was nippers. Weem the blood and then the water. But when I think about them gone, I feel a bit wobbly. Song of longing, is that what you wanted? Beach pulls us back. Undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Out in the Atlantic, a wave size rides a 2,000-mile fetch. and lands at the feet of a fisherman in Burton Bradstock who sees it and says, "Song of longing, well, here's mine. I went to beach when I was very young. Looking back, the older crews taught us in the ways of life. It was the making of me out there on my own in the elements. I used to be strong, you know, never cowed down to anyone. And that's what my uncle, the same captain, instilled into us. But when you think back, they're all gone now, there's not many left. People don't realize just how much hard physical work it was, the fishing. Dangerous occupation, we risked our lives in a way. But there was money to be made, and we knew the ways of beach. Beach pulls us back, and this is the story my Uncle Chum told me. He was born in 1907. Uncle Chum, aged 8, takes a basket as big as him down to his uncle's Edwardians, down on Cogden Beach, where they've been waiting for the run of the night swimming herring. Uncle Chum, all on his own, comes down from Punnell, down Donkey Lane, through to Swire, then down Bull Lane, and then down the Green Lane, where 100 years before him, smugglers had stashed their free trade goods in hedges. Sailors, what once you were, we meet here now, this is our story again. And underwater, the shoals come to meet us. Mackerel, salmon, pilchards, sprats, and the silver darlings, the night swimming herring. All the banners of bluefin, all the banners of the mystery ocean, here they come. Swim shards wham, flash me laddies swoosh, Lord he waves us, weighs us up, run to the beach for them, shove out the boats, scush, scud, shoal thrum, away. Mackerel, your bones now rest in tips and composts, where did you go? And I've heard a story from 1901 in the Pilchard Palace heyday before the First World War, that the women of Sen and Cove were often locked into a stone store to stop them from seeing the straying shoal when the hua made heiva, which is the cry of the fish in case their witchy ways might curse the catch. Times have changed, yes, times have changed. And so we all are going to call them out of the stone store together with three cries of heiva, okay? So let's go. One, heiva! And again, we need to call them out. Heiva! One last time, let's get them out. Heiva! Phew! And out they come, well done. And it's just as well because in 1904, 6 million pilchards are caught in just one landing in one day in St. Ives Bay. The pilchards disappeared soon after and were not seen again for a very long time. Fish, what once you were, our celebration, our harvest to share. But what was it really like? Cock crows. Aye, look, here comes Lawrence. Rise, sun. Everyone's up fishing at 4 a.m. those long summer days. 3 or 4 shots of the seine before work, and then off to the boatyards, the brickyards, the docks, digging ditches on farms. Then back after shifts as the tea time crew. 2 or 3 more shots of the net, and then heaving, shifting, lifting tons of fish to and from the merchant truck, slime down the back till midnight, however long it takes. Racing home, elated, those wages. And we remember the boats, the seiners, The lerrets, the luggers, the trows, the mackerel drivers, the pilcher drivers. We remember pleasure, blessing, dauntless, Chesil Queen, Agnes, Vera, band of hope, peace and plenty. We remember comet, mystery, onward, fury, same boats. So many more behind them, and each with a crew, and at least two families relying on the catch to survive the winter. Boats named for women, wives, wildlife, and places best beloved. Water Lily, fastest lugger ever built in Cornwall. Barnabas SS634, named for him. Will our anchors hold in the storms of life? Sailors tell us how it was, how it is, how it will be. Will our anchors drift or firm remain? And a salmon seine fisherman, on a river not so very far from here, is pacing up and down and singing his song of longing. Our seine net wall is bark stained brown, a long sock mesh with two rope arms. We row and row and land with luck. We work the tides, the net is shot. Our gear and nets might cost 2 grand. Everyone sees us, prep comes down, our license kept, so tourists see us work the water in our seines. But my love. My love is weighed in nets and reds. Survivor jumps from brine to fresh. Her body drives her storm-fueled push. I walk, I wait each day to watch. The rush, the run, the upstream push. The rudd, the straying shoal, the urge. Something way beyond us, isn't it? A power plug to memory sea, a power plug to a cosmic battery, royal to the source, the earth cord, in harmony with everything, which is where you belong, home. Salmon, my love, she fasts first. Her wild thirst pulls the moontide river close, flies through the water, tons push against her. Just to lay her eggs under a special stone. And in an old photograph from many centuries ago, a fisherman looks up from where he's mending a net and speaks to us direct and says, nothing is real. Nothing is as it seems. Although when you look back, isn't everything like a dream? A swirl of copsy oars, a race to the horizon line, a quest, an obsession that lasts a summer, a lifetime, what, 20, 30, perhaps 300 years. But what I used to say still applies. Fish come in before the blow. Fine weather, no fish, and everything in its season. Corn up in shock, fish into rock. We'll survive or fail together this winter. But out there, a shimmer of bellies. Our bow splits the shoal like fireworks going off. Mouths open, hungry, fast, alive. And the mackerel backs are like blue-green darts in clear water, riding in the guts of the sea, riding in the guts of the sea. Waiting for this, we've all been waiting for this. Boom, click, push, ah. And if you ask me, I'd say I'd have it all again in a heartbeat. Those are my uncles, my brothers, my cousins, my friends, back when we were together again. Give me an oar, and I will bend the blue of time to return to them. Mackerel hears all of this and smiles. Song of longing, let us be yours. Mackerel says, I wish you could have seen us ride the waves. I wish you could have seen us drive on through. I wish you could have seen us swim down deep into the blue. Beach pulls us back. Undertow, groundswell, longshore drift. Do you think we don't know about all of this? We know this story from where it began, and we know this story in how it ends. Mackerel says, so when the time comes, follow me, stick with me, I'm on the outer edge of the shoal. My marks will show you the way. See how we jump the drag, diamond-cut light beams like lightning shoremates. We're salmon, we're mackerel, we're pilchards, we're sprats, we're the night-swimming herring in darkness, we're conger, tuna, scad. Numerous we are, many we are, hungry, fast, alive. Where this all began, mackerel says, haven't you realized yet? When beach pulls you back, you surrender to the call. And a fisherman tells me, Sarah, not to forget where all this began. Paints me a mackerel from memory, 60 years fresh, so alive it slides right off the page. And as he daydreams a bumper catch, he warns me, says, mind, memory is just two generations deep, you remember that? Sunrise, sunset. Sailors, what once you were, our celebration, our harvest to share. But this was all a long, long time ago. On a boat, on a bay, on a beach, in a river. And I say, come mackerel, come salmon, come pilchards, come sprats, come night swimming herring in darkness, come conger, tuna, scad. We are waiting for you. We're keeping watch again, and we're waiting for you. Because it always mattered to be tuned into seasons. An uncle, a wizened character once in the Navy, wakes into shadows. It's great Uncle George, and he waddles in his to the stove and pours himself a tea thick and cold. Spits, steps into boots and trousers stiff with salt. Flat cap, snuff, takes an onion from the larder shelf. Drags a shipshore tree across the stone floor, shoves it into the grate, coaxes the fire alive, and then whispers upstairs to his ghost wife, Aunt May. I'm going out fishing, my love. I'll be home very late. I'll be home very late. I'll be home very late. Rowing to you, we are rowing to you, great Uncle George and Aunt May. Two aunts in headscarves, Jill and Bet. Bet says, I've never been afraid, not while Uncle Ashley calls the wave. He shouts, pull, and we're off like a rocket, and there's nothing to stop us. But I've never seen another girl with hands like ours, calluses. Our stomachs are like washboards. Coast guards, there's no one else around except the swan herd. And the moon on the sea, and the boat on the chains, and the swans. It's just us and the backwater flow. Uncle George at midnight halts at the cottage door and then goes into the Lugger Inn next door. Young horse stands him a drink, and they swap tales of the day with ale froth laced across their tobacco-stained beards. Bernard does an impression of a dying swan on the beach, and everyone claps and cheers, and eventually someone helps him back onto his feet. Uncle George, past midnight, nearer to dawn, halts at his cottage door. One day, towards the very end, he'll see the fish coming towards him again one last time in a glory frenzy. a silver flash, a dream, a haze. Bet wakes into shadows, and there's someone sat on the end of her bed, and it's not her mother and it's not her sister. It's a much older ghost fisherwoman, Nancy. And Nancy says, "Oh, my dear, did you think you were the first? You're not the first by a long way, oh no. We've been fishing all the many, many years. But isn't it so that when you get home, you can barely put one foot in front of the other, you're so tired? Boots off and bed, covered in scales. Oh, the smell, the scat of those scales. The glitter and glow of the sunrise, sunset, the dolphins, and all of those summers met with your friends and family all around. But oh my dear, what about those bachelors set in their ways? And isn't it still the same that we're as different to our fathers as they were to theirs?" Nancy fades. The moon replies, says, "From up here I see everything, even by day. And when there's a shoal coming in and it's rough, the mackerel are like a cloud across the sea. And when it's rough and they're swimming right up, the mackerel backs are like blue-green darts. And they're riding on in the guts of the sea, riding on in the guts of the sea." And in the church in Swire in 1907, the fish for harvest home are strung across the chancel arch. The moon rises, glitters through the stained glass, casts a sweep of colour across the scales. One mackerel twitches, alive, awake, tells its tales of the deep. Ghost mackerel, memory fish, you are welcome here. Beach pulls us back. Undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Beach says, "I know this story from where it began, and I know this story and how it ends. I'm the beach, and I'm calling you now, pulling you back, pulling you back."